Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Walkers Forum. This is Stephanie Neal, and I hope everyone is well tonight. We continue our journey to the Krillian Shaman. This session's focus is on the ancient tool, the rattle. The rattle is one of those tools that is so underutilized. However, it is one of the most beneficial and beautiful allies that help us connect to the unseen or seemingly unseen realms. And like any other magical tool, it is most beneficial to develop a good relationship with it by taking care of it, by using it, by giving it gifts. And every rattle has a personality, like everything else. And everything is always pleased when kindness or kind attention is given to anything or anyone or any place. And another use is pushing troublesomes away, or troublesome spirits or energies that do not match our own sensibilities. That is just one of the many reasons why we use the rattle. And there are different life-affirming reasons to utilize a rattle, the ancient rattle. And the most obvious purpose, of course, is using it in a drum circle. And it would be wise to first test it to see if it is too loud or annoying for any particular drum circle. In fact, each rattle has its own sound. And I'm going to demonstrate now. I have two sets of rattles in front of me. Both sets were made exactly the same. Same materials on the outside and the same materials on the inside. So I'm going to take the first pair and show you that no matter if you can make it absolutely exactly alike, it'll still produce a different voice. And I'll demonstrate right now. So first I'll rattle the first rattle. And now the second. Do you see the obvious difference there? And once again, both made identical. And now the second pair, the same thing. And then the second. Which is always astonishing to me how that can happen, but nevertheless, there you go, that obviously all four completely different. Now, like the drum, the rattle almost immediately levels our energies. That's one of the other good reasons why we use the rattle. And it pulls us into this eternal moment. Like the drum, it immediately pulls us into our automatic leveler, if you want to call it that, that it doesn't take much effort at all to enter into its energies. And which, if you think about it, is a colossal feat for anyone or anything or any place to accomplish, if you really think about it, that for anything to pull you so quickly and so easily into this awareness that's happening within this moment. Another way or reason to use a rattle is to call in the energies that have been chosen not to be named or have a story. For there are several, I can't put a number on it, they're numberless in relationship that we are interested in discovering new energies. If you just think about it, there are still many plants that are out there living and have lived for eons that at this point in this decade, in this century, that we still have not discovered or uncovered. Just like there are animals that we still have not discovered. So that's exciting, knowing that there's still uncovered entities and energies that are still out there waiting to be found. And so it goes also with the story and the goddesses and the gods. There too are new stories to be uncovered by us for now. And then another good reason is opening communications between the realms. Nothing specific, but just a general opening, a relaxed opening, that an easy access between, you know, walking between the realms. And then another is the use for the rattle is for, obviously, that everyone has heard is the cleansing. And with the cleansing, we can cleanse events, people, things, land, anything related to that. They can be cleansed. They can also be used to cleanse animals. And the sound of the rattle may be used as an offering to the talking trees or the recording trees as a gift. So as we utilize and work with the trees, that's just another way to leave an offering as a thank you to the trees. And then the rattle can be used. By shaking the rattle, you are causing the unfocused energies to be either transmuted into a usable energy, and the rattle be used to be then sent out after it's transmuted either into the sky or into the sea or into the land. It decides where it goes, and to be used to feed these areas in appreciation. So the very thing that we gift, we also gift back to these three areas. Well, there's still many other areas, but these are the general areas that we're focused in. And in essence, the rattle changes energies into offerings to our world. And don't overuse the rattle, now that I'm thinking of it. Don't overuse the rattle, because it may completely remove everything within earshot. I have one particular rattle that it's incredibly annoying and incredibly loud. And if I use it a little too much, I not only cleanse out the unfocused energy, I clear out everything in sight, including people and animals and birds. So we have to be careful of, you know, paying attention to the right place and the right time to use such a large rattle. And then as we cleanse people, of course there's many ways to cleanse people and many reasons: before a ritual, before a meditation, before maybe a deeper journey, before a drum circle. There's once again many different reasons why. And you can gently shake the rattle as you pass each individual. And you can just intuitively decide how to cleanse the person, how long you stand before them, or just a gentle walk around the circle gets the job done. And to cleanse the space, you can also use it to cleanse the sacred space and allow the rattle to lead you where the land desires to be cleansed on that particular, or if you happen to be inside or outside. And it's a good idea to go counterclockwise. Not that if you forget to go counterclockwise, it's not like the world's going to come to an end. That's perfectly fine. Just it'll still cleanse the area, because the universe knows your intent, and your intent always overrides any so-called mistakes. And if you think about it, it's always a three-way street anyway. When cleansing anything or anyone or any event, if you think about it, it's like a silent agreement between the rattle, the person holding the rattle, and the person or place or the thing being cleansed. And somehow that triune agrees together, fosters a threefold union, if you will. And within that threefold union comes strength and a braiding of time and force. Just a good, healthy strength, protective, while magnifying everything that you decide to do within that sacred space. And you can use the rattle to call in the quarters, the guardian quarters and the elements when casting a circle also. And so, you know, that's, you know, another idea. And then cleansing your tarot deck between uses or between quarants is a excellent use of the rattle. You don't have to make a big show of it unless you enjoy making a big show of it. But it can just be a very understated movement. And so cleansing, also you can cleanse your other divination tools like the I Ching or the tarot sticks that you use with the I Ching, or the crystal ball, or any or the I Ching coins if you use those. Then another good reason is that you can bring your rattle with you when you dream. And by visualizing your rattle, see yourself holding it as or attached to you in some way. Or the rattle can be used to help us come back. We are, if we're in deep trance or giving a little, deep trance, deep sleep, or deep awake sleeping or awake dreaming. We'll be talking about that in the future. That'll make more sense later. But it's simply a companion once again to come with you. And yet it can also be used when a person is practicing meditation or journeying, that you can take a small piece of your consciousness and place it within the rattle, then keep it there. And then when it's time to come back, it will be our consciousness and the rattle calling us home. And that can be a key to come back. And we determine, by the way, how long our journey will be on the most part. And this sounds strange. I know this sounds strange, but just consider this. This is what we are. We are consciousness. Our real shape is not the shape of this earth suit made of bone and flesh and blood. Our shape is certainly bigger and more pliable and more reaching, and yet we are not one single unit separate from any other unit. Yet we, in our terms on this reality plane, we use terms in such that we split off. And yet on the higher levels of reality, even though I hate using that word higher, that in fact nothing is ever split off, because that's an impossibility, that we are all part of the bigger, all that is, in a sense. So knowing that if we start looking at ourselves as something beyond our skin and bone and flesh, that's the same thing, I guess, flesh and skin. When we start seeing ourselves as something bigger than that, not putting down physical, not putting down the flesh, because some people think that's important, that we are just human and that everything beyond us is so much more grander and wiser than us. And the opposite is true, that we've been designed to appreciate our physicalness in every form, and that we are our physicalness in this earth suit, so to speak, is just as important as the consciousness that we've chosen to live within it. And because we are consciousness, we can split into many possibilities and many aspects and be in many places and lifetimes all at the same time. And so each rattle will inform us in some fashion of its main mission. Like us, we choose our mission, and so does the rattle. That's why some shamans cultivate relationships with several rattles. When we hear its subtle energies, we also hear the clear voices of our own personal spiritual ancestors speaking to us, our own bloodline. And because the rattle allows us to hear our ancestors' voices, it's a good tool to use when involved with oracle work, and allow the rattle to help us, especially those that are learning oracle for the first time, they think, and allow the rattle to help them move through that process that our spiritual ancestors, and notice I use the word spiritual ancestors because that encompasses more than our physical ancestors. We are connected to so many more ancestors than we could ever imagine. And to tap into that energy and that help and that guidance. And because some believe that as we shake the rattle, that in fact it is the voices of our ancestors, and so as we're tapping into the voices of our ancestors, we also, too, know that we are inside that as well. Because of the reincarnation, that many of those ancestors are, in fact, us. And their rattle appeals to babies because they know where they just left. They just arrived from a very wonderful place. And so when a person rattles a rattle in a baby's ear, there's no mistake that the baby almost always smiles because it's remembering, but because it doesn't have the verbal skills yet to verbalize why it makes them so happy. Or maybe they may not know specifically why, but instinctively they know that it makes them happy. And so the rattle also appeals to our very souls, and it soothes. It's a soother, which is another wonderful reason to use it. It soothes our ancient souls, helps us see beyond many soon-to-be-outdated dogmas like polarity and duality, though still useful, somewhat useful, but growing outdated. And it's a symbol of the unity, period. It's a symbol of unity. And the rattle represents the many energies of the female, many types of females. There's many types of females, and the many energies and types of males. There's just not two types of male, meaning male and female. There's many more. In all tenses, all time tenses, and all times within the rattle helps us recognize that everything is here within this one place, within this one time, which helps us lean against this reality. And as we lean against this reality, we see how it gives. And like the drums, the rattle also has its own spirit, its own message, its own personality, and its own name. So, as we close, I want to leave you with one little golden nugget. And then as we see so many, as I see, so many gifted people, that I see that they're, I wish that they could see their gift, and so many people walk through this life living a good life and a lovely life, yet never truly feeling their rightness, to live, that how they perfectly fit within this bigger plan, and that they are absolutely making a difference for humanity. And maybe it's good that they don't realize how amazing they are, but I just want to express my feelings to all of you out there that are truly giving of yourself to this great work to become more evolved, more human, more loving. Because that's a good thing. So, until next time, be well and blessed be.
Omaha.